Geiser, yes. Patrice Geiser. And we're just at the end of this hard-fought opening weekend game between Vaughn and Sigma. And of course, Sigma came out ahead this time, just this time. And what were your thoughts on the game?
I didn't think it was the game that us or Sigma wanted for a first game. Wasn't a lot of passes. It was a typical first game of the season. Lots of nerves, lots of, you know, trying to fit the system and fit the right pieces. So a typical first game, but we expected, I think, a little bit more from our side in regard to the quality and wanting to do a little bit more.
Now, you've had a lot of experience with this club. I mean, you hear Carmen Izako, but, I mean, sometimes when he was away with York University, you were actually the one on the bench. And
I've been here for a long time, and we did a lot of games here. So there's a strong familiarity. So there hasn't been a lap for that matter at all.
Okay. Now, there's a big game coming up. You guys are going to play in the Canadian Championship against Halifax as a first round. Do you have any thoughts on playing them?
Yeah, we're just really, really excited about it. I think it's an incredible opportunity. The first Canadian Championship that will allow the clubs to be a part of it in regards of a League One and the PLSQ. So we want to get out and make our club proud, make League One proud, and make every Ontario soccer player proud of our effort. And, you know, who knows, right? We got nothing to lose.
Well, you actually might be haunted by two guys that have recently joined from Vaughan. They've gone to Halifax, and one of them was just last week. We've got Scoo Black, and we've got Matthew Anon last week.
Yeah, we're so happy for them, right? So we're just really happy, and we're hoping that more and more of our guys are the guys that we will play in the Canadian Championship in CPL. So it just shows that we were doing our job to developing players and giving them an opportunity to be on that platform.
I think there was a count going on, and I think it's up to about 12 of the guys from Vaughan who have somehow drifted. No, go ahead. Who have drifted towards, who have gone into the CPL, one team or another.
Yeah, there is. And I mean, we're really happy, and that's something that we're extremely proud. And obviously, we got to work out some kinks, and you saw that today. Yeah. There's some issues we have to work out, and that's also because we have a brand new team. But we'll get there. We will work together to get there.
Okay. And it's going to be hard. Well, you guys won the double last year, but there is no cup competition this year. They're squeezing the season into ending by the middle of August, and then there'll be a playoff knockoff going on. But because the season's ending sooner, you would have less people leaving for universities and so on. Is that going to be, to keep the team together, will be important to win the championship again this year?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, like, it's really important that we get off to a good start, because it was a longer season last year. There was more games, so you have more time to figure out stuff. So we're going to try to get back to the training pitch this week, try to figure out what the right formation, the right personnel, the right players are, because we certainly can't afford to slip. And it does help us, because we do have a lot of players that play in post-secondary education. So by the time they're gone, then, you know, we're at almost the end of the season.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. This was Rocket Robin. Today's interview going to the Northern 90. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.